Lord, please save us. In how many situations down through the centuries have human beings prayed that prayer? It's the prayer that's prayed when we're in an extreme situation and we cannot save ourselves by ourselves. We are at the end of our resources. There's no plan of action that is able to move us forward. We cannot succeed on our own. And we desperately need help. And so we cry out, Lord, save us. A recent survey of older Americans was asked the question, what do you most fear about aging? The main response was the loss of independence. I think we can all resonate with that response. We love our independence. We love to be able to do what we want when we want to do it. To end up dependent on loved ones or paid help is something that none of us wants for our future. We desperately want to be independent and to do for ourselves. For most of the challenges of life, we are able to function pretty well, relying on our own resources, using our wits, buckling down and giving it our best. Most of us learn early on the power of perseverance and determination. Sports was one of the things that helped me to learn that lesson. I played football when I was in high school. Now, I wasn't the greatest player, given my height and my poor eyesight, but I'm glad I stuck it out and played all 4 years, because football helped to teach me perseverance. I'll never forget double practices in the heat of the summer. Our coach would work us so hard. All the physical contact and then the wind sprints at the end of each practice. Each night I was as sore as I possibly could be. And yet I'd have to get up the next morning and do it all again. I have to admit I thought about quitting, but I'm glad I didn't. Grit and determination go a long way in this world, and I learned that in part by playing football. Grit. It's a great word. It sounds like what it means. You kind of growl it out. Grit. We grit our teeth. We get down and dirty with grit under our nails. We tough it out, and by doing so, we usually succeed. I think it's wonderful that more and more women are playing sports, because that's one of the things that sports teaches us, grit and determination. I love Rudyard Kipling's poem called If. It's filled with great wisdom, but it also talks about grit and determination. Let me read just part of it for you. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Grit and determination, they are great qualities of successful people, even more so than intelligence or even talent. But there are many situations where grit and determination are just not enough. They're not sufficient. Death is the most grit resistant. Some of you know that my brother passed away last year just before Easter. He was only 61. He took great care of himself. He ran and hiked and biked regularly. He ate the right foods. He was never overweight. My dad is now 93, and I'm sure Ted hoped to live another 30 years. And he did everything he possibly could to help make that happen. Then he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And it had already spread to his liver, so he had stage 4 cancer. But Ted fought that disease with great grit and determination. For 9 months, he fought his pancreatic cancer. He pulled every string he could and got people to go to bat for him. And with their help, he got into a clinical trial at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. And with their help, he was fast-tracked by his insurance company, so he was able to get into that clinical trial. He fought the disease so filled with horrible chemo, one of the worst for pancreatic cancer, and the nausea and the pain. He fought in every way possible, but finally died on March 19th of last year. In the end, death won. No human grit or determination can sometimes beat death. But then comes Easter morning. Mary finds the tomb empty and runs to tell the disciples. Simon, Peter, and John run to the tomb to see for themselves. And they finally begin to realize that Jesus has risen from the dead. Jesus taught them that this would happen. He foretold it. And all of Scripture foretold that God would save us. And now in Jesus, it has come true. Jesus Christ has saved us from death. Our final enemy, our terrible enemy of death, has been defeated. The one thing that we are all powerless to prevent, death has been defeated. God has saved us. The women went out to the tomb in the dark on Easter morning in despair. Death had robbed them of their Lord. And then they returned rejoicing. He is risen. Christ has risen, became the center of the Christian faith. That truth transformed lives and empowered the church. Christ is risen is the truth that has literally changed the world. Millions and billions of people have been saved by this truth and given the assurance of eternal life. Christ is risen is the truth that has brought God's love and hope and joy and justice pouring into this world. The psalmist's prophecy that I just read has come true. The Lord's strong hand is victorious. The Lord's strong hand is ready to strike. The Lord's strong hand is victorious. And now we have hope. We will not die, but live forever. My brother's best friend, his name was Mike, was there with Ted through this whole battle with cancer. And he was there in the hospital just a few days before Ted died. And at one point, Mike went up and gave my brother a big hug. And I know that he was crying when he did that. And I will never forget what Ted said to his friend. He said, "It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right." For you see, Ted knew that he was going to heaven. Ted knew that Jesus' victory over death was his victory too, over death. He wasn't going to die, but live forever with his Lord. What a great promise that is. It means that death does not win. God wins. Listen to these words by N.T. Wright. "The message of the resurrection is that the living God has made a decisive bridgehead into this present world with his healing and all-conquering love. And that in the name of this strong love, all the evils, all the injustices, and all the pains of the present world must now be addressed with the news that healing, justice, and love have won the day. Let's make no bones about it. If Easter isn't good news, then there is no good news. But if it is, if it is true that Jesus Christ is risen indeed, then Easter Day and the Easter message is the true sun, which when it rises, puts all other suns to shame." This is the news that can turn our mourning into singing. This is the great acclamation at the heart of the Christian faith. The truth is, the resurrection, the great shout of praise that is evoked by Easter, the good news of the resurrection of our Lord, that is what we proclaim today. The Lord's strong hand is victorious. The Lord's strong hand is ready to strike. The Lord's strong hand is victorious. I won't die. No, I will live and declare what the Lord has done. Amen. We have a tradition of celebrating communion on a special day, or a special way on Easter. We believe it's one of the earliest forms of communion. It's a celebration of the resurrection done with milk and honey, which signifies the sweet taste of our Lord's victory over death. We're going to ask you to come down the center aisle when you sing the hymn of procession after the liturgy and dip the bread into the milk and honey and then return along the side aisles. And you're all welcome to join us for this resurrection communion. Please join us in the liturgy printed in your bulletin. We give thanks to you, our Father, for the holy vine of your servant David, which you made known to us through Jesus Christ. Glory to you forevermore.
We give thanks to you, our Father, that through his resurrection, Jesus has become our hope and deliverer. For you alone, Lord Jesus, are the root of immortality and the fount of incorruption.
We give thanks to you, our Father, for the life and knowledge which you made known to us through your servant Jesus. Glory to you forevermore.
As this broken bread was scattered over the mountains, and when brought together became one, so let your church be brought together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory and the power through Jesus Christ forevermore.
We glorify thy name that was named by the Father. He asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb, which he took and ate before their eyes. Remembering his words, we lift up the cup of deliverance, and in drinking make our sacrifice of thanksgiving.
He took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and it was revealed to them that this was Jesus in the power of his resurrection. This we do in remembrance of him, sacrifice.
When you do this, you become witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. We invite you to sing the hymn of procession, and as you're singing, come forward and celebrate with us.
Thank you. Oh,
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise your name this day for lighting the dawn to chase away the darkness, for rolling away each stone of doubt, for raising us from sadness and despair to the possibilities of blessing and joy. We praise you, dear Jesus, friend of the poor and searcher for the lost, our Redeemer and Savior and Lord. We praise you for your victory over death and sin, which is our victory too by faith. You come to us in our grief and longing, calling us by name. In you we find life in all its abundance, and we praise you for the peace and the grace that only you can give us. We praise you, Spirit. You are God living within us. You bring us light and truth, hope and guidance, strength and power. You transform us by your presence within us so that we become more and more like Jesus. Help us, God, to truly be alive in Christ. May his resurrection become our resurrection, dead to sin and alive in Christ. And may we go from this place as resurrection people, so alive in Christ that others will see the difference in our lives and want it for themselves. May we go out into the world and share the good news of God's love with our friends and our families. May we be your witness and ambassadors in this dark and hurting world. Bring us alive, O Lord. Work the miracle of your resurrection in the hearts and minds of your people, that all might see your glory, believe in the name of Jesus, and live. Amen. receive the benediction. May you go now and serve the Lord as those who have been raised to new life. In the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen King, the love of God who raised him from death, and the presence of the Holy Spirit who gives us life, be with you all. Amen.